On Ways and Means. This is Monday, May 12, 2003, and we're here today for a work session on three bills. They are House Bill 5026, the health-related, the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, and this is a piece at the Health-Related Occupational Licensing Board. Another work session on House Bill 5026, for the Occupational Health Licensing Boards, and House Bill 5019, which is a fee bill related to it. The second work session is on the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. I'll get to the bottom of this at some point. And with that, I will, just before we get started, reiterate that in full Ways and Means on Friday, we had a memo from the co-chairs passed out to us that covered processes and kind of ground rules. Representative March, you probably don't have a copy of that, but I'll make sure that you get one.
Oh, thank you.
And if members have any questions on that, please don't hesitate to contact me or contact the co-chairs, because we will be proceeding in this committee on the basis of the contents of the memo. And with that, I'll open the work session on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. And also just note for the committee's benefit that Ms. Jones from the Legislative Fiscal Office, this is her first work session.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just so to make sure I understood what you understood, is regarding budget notes, that they would prefer that we have them pre-approved before we pass out of our committee. But if we run into something such as performance measures during our committee and want to put something into a budget note, that to go ahead and do that, and the co-chairs can approve that before it gets to the full Ways and Means. Is that your understanding?
That is exactly my understanding, Senator Mesley. And in the co-chairs made it very clear that the performance measures was one area of discussion that they hoped that the committees would pay a lot of attention to. And they particularly brought up the example in this committee of the budget that we worked, where we inserted a performance measure on complaints, mm-hmm, as an example of the way the process is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would urge people to bring those issues forward in budget notes that committee members individually are interested in. The process that was outlined is that a conceptual concept of the budget note needs to be presented to the committee chair, and then the committee chair will pass that information on to the co-chairs. And Senator Gordley has already done that, and we've inserted hers into the process, so we'll use that as our test case to debug things, and I'll keep you posted on how all that works. So with that, Ms. Jones.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, in front of you, you'll see a packet of information on the Oregon Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. First thing I want to point out, this is House Bill 5026, not Senate Bill 5026, as stated in my memo. And I'll just walk you through it, and if there are any questions, you can ask me at that time. But as I go through, I use the agency totals as was in my LFO analysis that you received during the public hearing. The only thing different is that the LFO recommendation is on the right for the 03-05 budget. There were technical adjustments made to the budget of the amount of $3,308 credit. As you go across the top, I have that broken down for inflation at $379. Those are for services and supplies. Merit increase credit of $2,578. There were no vacancy savings for the Board of Dietitians. We had an Attorney General assessment credit of $292 and a Department of Administrative Services credit of $59. That totals to be $3,308.
Are there any questions on the technical adjustments to the budget? Are there any objections to the technical adjustments to the budget? Please proceed.
There were no policy packages attached to this budget, so there were no enhancements. So the total budget bill was in the amount of $60,203, and that's for one position with a 0.30 FTE.
Are there any questions on, well, I think we've already gone over that. The chair will accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians as modified and amend line 10 of House Bill 5026 to $60,203.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gourley has moved. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Performance measures.
As the performance measures can be found on page B7 of the Governor's Balanced Budget Binder, and the LFO recommendations there were to approve the performance measures as submitted by the agency.
Comments and discussions on the LFO recommendation on performance measures? Chair would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Gourley moves. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is carried. Ending balance.
The ending balance for the Board of Dietitians for the 03-05 Governor's budget balanced budget was $31,341. When the budget reductions were taken into consideration for LFO, the ending balance would be $41,458, or 6.5 months' worth of expenditures. Just to point out that the lowest ending balance for the Board of Dietitians was $30,321, or 12 months. And I do believe the Board of Dietitians licenses biennially.
Yes.
So they need the ending balance is in line with what is prudently responsible. Thank you. Questions on the ending balance?
It doesn't seem to be a fat budget, Madam Chair. I think we can move on.
Then coming from dietitians, that's a great thing. Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 5026 for the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians and open a work session on House Bill 5026 for the Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators and the House Bill 5019, which is the fee bill for the Health-Related Occupational Licensing Board as it relates to nursing home administrators. Ms. Jones.
Once again, at the top of the page, it's House Bill 5026. I had a Senate bill in there. And once again, it's the same layout as was with the Board of Dietitians. The LFO recommended budget is $194,905 for the year, for the biennium. It's one position, a 1.0 FTE. Technical adjustments, they reduced the total budget by $1,932. That's inflation on services and supplies was $1,032. Attorney general assessment was $717, and there was a DAS assessment for $183. There were no vacancy savings in this budget.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the budget, the technical adjustments to the budget, Representative March?
I just note that in the previous budget there was a reduction in a merit increase. Was there no merit increase in this budget originally, or did we not subtract it out?
In the very back, I have my spreadsheet. And in this case, there was not any merit increase to take away.
Okay.
I believe that the director is at the top of her scale as far as she could go.
Thank you.
Further questions about the technical adjustments? Are there any objections to the technical adjustments? Let's proceed.
Once again, there is no policy packages in this budget, no enhancements. So the recommendation is to approve the budget bill in the amount of $194,905 with one FTE.
Are there questions about the LFO recommendation with the budget? Chair would accept a motion to approve the budget of the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators as modified and amend line 25 of House Bill 5026 to $194,905.
So moved.
Stereo.
Stereo.
I'll give this one to Rep. Bates. Representative Bates has moved that we accept the LFO recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Motion is carried. And hearing no objections, please proceed.
The agency performance measures can be found on page 10 of the governor's balanced budget binder. The LFO recommendation is to approve the performance measures as submitted by the agency.
Are there questions or comments on the LFO recommendation on the performance measures? Chair would accept a motion to approve the performance measures as submitted.
So moved. Don't wait for her.
Do we have someone designated to do this? I would recommend that Senator be designated to do this.
She's doing
just
it.
Just pass it around.
Yeah. Senator Gordley has moved approval of the performance measures as submitted. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Ending balance.
The ending balance for the governor's, the 2003-05 governor's balanced budget was $149,133 or 18 months. When the budget reductions were taken into consideration from LFO, the ending balance was $124,422 or 15 months worth of expenditures. At any one time in the last biennial 103, the ending balance was $28,701 or 3.5 months. And once again, licensing is done biennially with this agency.
Questions or comments on ending balance?
Madam Chair.
Senator Mazurin.
If I could ask Cindy, is the membership of this group, is their income growing? Some of the examining boards we've heard, they were issuing more licenses, so they're increasing their income from that respect. Is this pretty stable?
Madam Chair, Senator Meserly, from the public hearing that we had earlier this year, it's stable, but I think it's actually stable but going to decrease. We may want to, we could ask the agency about that, but that's what I remember from that hearing.
Senator Meserly, would you like the director to come forward, please?
An important factor.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't bring cookies this morning. It was Mother's Day, and I was being treated myself.
Well, that's right. This is, well, they cut us off from our coffee supply.
Oh, my goodness. Madam Chair,
I was looking for
the cookies. No. Madam Chair, Senator Messerly, the nursing home administrators, the number of licensees have not increased hardly at all since I've been with the board in 20 years, basically. For as many new ones as I license in a biennium, I lose that many at renewal time who decide that they're not going to renew. So it's very stable. It's not growing.
Follow up,
Madam Chair. Also, how long ago was their license fee increased, and when do they expect to have to go back, come back and get another increase?
Madam Chair, Senator Messerly, we increased the fees, I believe. Well, they were approved in the last legislative session, so February of 2002, there were fee increases. Prior to that, I believe it was 93.
Follow up?
When do you, at this rate, with the balance you have, when would you have to come back for another license? Of course, it depends if you lose membership to us.
Madam Chair, Senator Messerly, that will depend on the new executive director. I don't plan on coming back and asking for a fee increase. but also, there were times before when revenues were down, and I made the choice that I was going to reduce my salary, which I did.
Well, Madam Chair, I guess where I'm trying to go with this line of questioning is would it be prudent to do anything with the ending balance? And I question that if their income is in jeopardy, and I think we're going to find this with other licensing boards too. If they've recently had an increase in fees, they're going to have a built-in cushion there to last them a few years. And it would seem to me, I'd have to think hard before I consider doing something about the ending balance.
And if the LFO recommendation is to just leave it alone,
right?
Okay. And you concur with that, Senator Mesley?
Sure.
Further questions or comments on the ending balance? Let's just continue then on to the fee bill, and I'll hit carriers at the end. We'll take that up, means as I miss assigning carriers on the first bill.
So, Madam Chair, members of the committee, this is House Bill 5041. It shows us 5041 because we are going to put all of the fee bills into one bill, which will be 5019. So, actually, this is going to be into another bill. I don't know if you've talked to Rick about that. But all of the fee bill will be wrapped into one. They were issued separately to begin with, but they'll all be put into one.
And the bill they'll be put into is 5041?
It'll be 5019.
5019, okay.
Rather than to do them all separately. But this bill ratifies fee changes that were made by the board administratively during the 2001-03 biennium, and the fee changes were approved by the legislature in 2001 during the budget hearings of the board. LFO recommendation is to approve the bill. On the back of the sheet, if you look at the SMS, the staff measure summary, there is a list of what the fees were and what the new adopted fees were in 2002.
So we are, by this action, just ratifying fees that were increased during the interim.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Questions or comments on what is now Senate Bill 5041 and will become Senate Bill 5019 or a piece of it?
It's probably a House bill, isn't it?
Correct, it is a House.
House Bill 5019.
Actually, let me look at this.
It is a House.
House Bill 5019.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're consistent this morning, anyway. Madam Chair, is the plan of the co-chairs and the chair to condense all these into 5019 and carry 5019 into the full Ways and Means and not to the floor, or are we, when do they come together, now or at the full Ways and Means committee level or at the floor?
My assumption would be that all of the pieces will be combined before it comes to full.
Madam Chair, Senator Bates, or Representative Bates, that's what I understand as well.
Great.
I'm sure if we're not correct, someone who's watching us at LFO is running down the hall right now with some corrective information.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. Has the hiring process for the next administrator begun?
Madam Chair, Senator Gordley, no, it hasn't begun yet.
All right.
I'm in a renewal period right now and have a lot of other things going, so we're delaying that for a few months.
Thank you.
So you will be beginning that process in approximately 2 months?
Probably July or August.
Okay. The chair would accept a motion to send House Bill 5019 to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
So moved.
Madam Senator Gordley has moved. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is passed. Carriers on House Bill 5026. Representative Smith, would you carry this before full and in the House? Mm-hmm. And Senator Gordley, would you carry on the Senate side?
Yes.
And then on House Bill 5026 for the Occupational Licensing Boards and the Fee Bill, I will carry that at full and in the House. And Senator Meserve, would you carry that on the
sure.
Senate side, those two bills? Thank you. And having no further business before this committee today, unless anybody wants to bring any up, do you have any information for us that we need to have before we adjourn?
What was your question about the procedure on
the
bill?
<You're right.
laughs> Too late.
We had a question on House Bill 5019. Perhaps you'd like to come around to the official talking position here. On House Bill 5019, where we're bringing all these different fee bills in from different areas and putting them together in that bill, the question was where in the process that all gets put together, and we made the assumption that it would be before it went to the full Ways and Means Committee.
Madam Chair, members, I am Steve Bender, Legislative Fiscal Office, and you're correct. You're currently scheduled to have a final work session on House Bill 5026 and 5019 a week from Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, and that is where you would be expected to make your final motion to essentially approve the bill with all of the various decisions that you've made so far.
Follow-up questions, Representative Bates?
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bender. We appreciate you coming down the hall on our behalf. And having no further business before the committee is adjourned, and we'll reconvene tomorrow at 8:30.